fall officially arrives tomorrow, or autumn if you prefer. All about the season with two names today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9285. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9285. 1-800-959-9285.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 21st. It is the 265th day of the year, and actor Bill Murray has a birthday. The autumnal equinox occurs tomorrow morning at 10:21 Eastern Time, ushering in the only season we have two names for. Ever wonder why? Centuries ago, spring and fall weren't considered seasons at all, only vaguely defined by their primary events, Lenten and harvest. By the 16th century, the term spring of the leaf and fall of the leaf were in vogue, spring and fall for short. But some English speakers had also adopted the French term autumn. At the same time, colonists arriving in the New World clung to the more Saxon term fall. We're still sorting it out to this day, or more accurately, have learned to live with both. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.